Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. So it was announced a while back there were some adverse reactions that happened with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Can you just talk a little bit about what the conclusion has been with that vaccine and if people should be worried about receiving it moving forward?
As with any kind of medical decision, there's always risks. The benefit of all three of the COVID vaccines far outweigh the potential risks. Investigation during the pause showed that the risk of blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is extremely low and will be continued to be monitored.
Now, as these vaccination efforts continue and the population is kind of inching towards that herd immunity as more people become vaccinated, you know, if someone isn't able to get out of their house to make it to a vaccination appointment, is there anything that they could do to try to get assistance with receiving a vaccine?
Yes, indeed. I'm glad you asked about that, because if any of your listeners do not drive and have difficulty finding someone to give them a ride, they are welcome to call the Dallas County Health Department at 515-993-3750. We are putting together a list, and we will be going out to people's homes to give them their vaccine. Again, call 993-3750.
Now, how does that process work? You know, for the people sign up for it and they say, I'm not able to make it to a clinic. Would you be able to cut? How does that work for logistics?
And that's why we're making a list. What we'll do is put together a list and try to parse it out geographically. So if we're heading in one direction, we can do everybody that lives in that general area and then head out a different direction on a different day. So do call us. We'll put you on a list and then we'll plot out the most efficient way to hit everybody.
Now, in terms of vaccinations right here in Dallas County, for this week, it was reported the Dallas County Health Department would request less vaccine doses simply because the demand is kind of going down a little bit. Now, is this a trend that's kind of continuing, or is it starting to pick back up again, or how are vaccination numbers here in Dallas County?
Right now, about 56% of all Dallas County residents that are adults have received at least one dose. Unlike a month ago, there are appointment times available at multiple locations throughout the county. If you need a vaccine, please go ahead and get this process started. There are lots of different locations. And so, again, if you contact our office, we can help you choose one that's close by.
Now, in terms of the potential for vaccination to kind of slow down a little bit as more and more people get vaccinated, are there any concerns at all that a section of the population may choose to remain unvaccinated and that could potentially allow COVID to continue to circulate?
Yes. Those who are procrastinating will slow down the progress toward our all-clear signal. Everyone is looking forward to a summer without COVID, so we're encouraging those who haven't started their vaccinations to schedule an appointment.
Now, are there any changes to how people can schedule COVID vaccinations here in Dallas County?
If you're a person who likes to use the internet, we suggest to go to the Dallas County website. Right now, there's about a dozen places throughout the county giving vaccines. If you'd rather talk to someone, again, call our office, 993-3750, to schedule an appointment. It's also okay to get a vaccine in a different county from the one you live. For instance, there are vaccines available currently in Stewart, Panora, Winterset. There's a lot of choices.
Now, could this summer offer some reprieve for people as more activities will be outside rather than being indoors and in close proximity with other people?
Yes and no. Being outdoors reduces spread due to airborne germs being able to disperse more easily. However, sitting close to other people on bleachers or across a picnic table still can potentially spread the virus among unvaccinated folks.
Now, these vaccines were created and tested in a kind of unprecedented amount of time to get them out to the general public. Now, will these vaccines be further studied in terms of they've been administered to people? Now, will these people kind of be watched in the coming months or year to see how those vaccines, you know, perform?
Certainly. The scientists who specialize in the study of infectious diseases will keep watch on the coronavirus worldwide, even after it clears the U.S., and for probably a decade or more, studies will continue to figure out what we did early on that helped or hurt the efforts to keep people from dying from this disease.
Now, with that warmer weather coming up, what are some important reminders for people as they may be mingling at places such as amusement parks or pools or kind of things like that?
Assume everyone there has COVID. If you yourself are fully vaccinated, outdoor events are pretty safe for you. At indoor events, stay with people you know are also vaccinated. Don't go into crowded situations with a bunch of strangers. Also, avoid touching surfaces like handrails and counters. Bring along some hand sanitizers and use it throughout the day, especially before eating.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention?
If you're age 16 through 20 and heading to a job at a summer camp, or really any summer job, get your vaccine as soon as possible. You can go to vaccinefinder.org to locate Pfizer vaccine that is approved for 16 and 17-year-olds.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.